once again, and welcome to The President's Perspective, monthly half-hour chat with the President and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm your host, Jared Knight. Good morning, Dr. Jones.
Morning, Jared.
This month, we see a couple of big topics worth lighting on, not the least of which is that our program airs during KETR's spring membership campaign. If you haven't already, please consider making out a check to KETR and send it along to P.O. Box 4504, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This station is as strong as its membership. Please do your part today. We'll talk more about that in a bit, but first, there's a very special event coming to Commerce this month. And Dr. Jones brought a friend to the program today in order to share the news.
That's right, Jared. Our guest on the first segment here is Brad Davis, Commerce's own Brad Davis,
right.
Grammy Award-winning musician, producer, currently playing with the Boxmasters. Is that right?
That's correct. It's a tough job. Someone has to do it.
And Brad is also, just so everyone knows, just recently from a big engagement last Saturday night when he was a celebrity judge for Commerce Idol.
That's right.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I do a song, you know, every third Thursday I do a songwriter thing at the coffee shop. And so I love to see new talent and young talent. And that was really neat because we saw an array of young to
yes,
older talent.
Young to less young.
That's a better way to put it, because they weren't old to me. But it was really neat to see that. So it was really great to be a part of it.
And, of course, the Clyde the Singing Dog may have stolen the show that night. But
you've seen Clyde before.
I've seen Clyde before. Yeah. I love Clyde. Yeah. Clyde's great.
Well, he's an impressive young canine.
That's
so.
Right.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up later this month, which is, I guess, a first for Commerce. You know, when you think of Music City, USA, you may think of Nashville or Austin, but we got a lot going on right here in Commerce, and Brad, you're involved in an event later this month, and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's called TexasSongFest.com is what I've been calling it. Mm-hmm. Just put the URL right where the name is, TexasSongFest.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a website, and that's the website. You can go check it out, but it's a festival paying tribute to the celebration of songwriting. And I know several people said, well, could I go to that? I said, well, sure, you can go to that. We're going to have music. We're going to have the finals of the national The Songwriters Touring Song Contest, which will be that night. And then we're also going to have 7 industry workshops geared to songwriters from closet songwriters to intermediate songwriters. Obviously, pro songwriters already are established.
Right.
But we want to encourage those people to write more songs. And I think there's songwriters in every nook and cranny of society.
Oh, yeah.
We finished a 30-city tour prior to this, January to mid-March. We just got off of it. 30-city tour to 8
wow.
states to
oh,
advertise
wow.
the festival. And we did a contest in every city that we went to, and there was a music store. The idea was to help the independent music store come out of the hole of the economy and to give the songwriter a voice. And I saw songwriters from 10 years old to 91.
Oh, tremendous.
I mean, a big spread. So
yeah.
It really makes me think, and I'm not doing this for a marketability advantage, but I love songwriting, and I feel like if we open the door to songs, we're looking at blues and jazz and gospel and country and the gamut's wide open.
Right.
It's not a blues fest, and if you don't like blues, you don't show up. It's just a song fest.
Right.
So it's everybody's invited.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And so we have 6 industry workshops by industry people, 2 Grammy Award winners, and then obviously my manager from Nashville is going to come in, and he's been in the business for years, and he's going to teach a specialized workshop as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the finals for the song contest. It'll be the final showdown for the final to see who the winner is of the Songwriters,
sure.
Which
sure.
is a reality TV show we've been shooting.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Shooting the pilot for that. And the finals will be that night, but there are also 4 bands that night as well. And then the Fort Worth Songwriting Association has really showed a lot of interest and a lot of love our way, and they wanted to be a part of this, and we wanted to help our local songwriting associations. And we started with them. Next year we'll probably pull Dallas in. But or someone else, you know.
Sure, yeah.
But it's a great way for everybody to hear those songwriters in a group of 3. We call it Writers in the Round, like the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. And we have
uh-huh.
2 shows with that, 4 bands, and then the finals. And we give away guitars all day long.
Oh, how cool.
We give away capos. We give away all of our sponsorship. They've been kind enough to give us a lot of free product that we can basically share with the audience. If you buy an armband, your name goes into a bucket, and you could win a $400 guitar for Tommy or Susie or or yourself.
Wow. Yeah, that's tremendous.
That's really neat. I'm excited about it.
It sounds a little bit like the Songwriters Showcase that's been here in Commerce now for a few years. On performance-enhancing substances. This is what this is.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, if you're a troll, you can write a hit song.
Right.
We had some of the shows that we did on the road where we had a guy that came in. He was 350 pounds, had a full suit on, had his phone. He was a CEO for a plastics company. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, and came in and said, I got a song. Great.
Yeah.
There's the stage.
Right.
And it's really neat to see that diverse batch of folks. I mean, I'm really excited about it. So
a 30-city tour. Wow.
It was a busy 2.5 months.
I'll bet.
Very busy 2.5 months. But neat thing to bring all that to Commerce, because it's not just a festival where you grab a brewski, sit down, and watch 20 bands. You get a chance to see bands, and you get a chance to see some instruction. And there's songwriters out there. We have no idea they're there, but they write. And I wrote a song last year for my mom, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're excited about it, they're passionate about it, and maybe this is the festival that'll actually ignite their real passion and get them off their feet to really do something they enjoy.
Yeah. So this is much more than just kind of a local event. I mean, we got a national participation in this.
We have Takamine, we have Zoom, we have QuickLog, we have so many products. We probably got about 13 sponsors.
Tremendous.
that were so nice to give us. Casio, Schecter guitars. I mean, the list goes on the website. You can see, and we are charging $5 for adults because we're offering instructional material that we feel like they can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And to cover costs for the city. My goal is I want the city to make some money on something this year.
We're with you on that.
I mean, I really would. I really would like to see that happen. Not much, just make something. And
yeah.
So we are charging $5 for adults, and they get a chance to win a guitar or some product that day. And also, kids are 10 and under are free. So it's going to be the first time we charge. I'm probably going to be hated in town amongst many. So,
well, let's think. $5, that's the cost of a grande cappuccino at
that's
Starbucks.
Right.
I mean,
exactly right. That's right.
You do not too many things you can go to for $5 these days. So I'd call that a bargain. How's it going to be set up here in town?
It's set up in the downtown square, and it's going to we have Daryl Roach Construction, which they're providing and sponsoring the gates that are going to be built. But people can come through and pay $5 and receive their armband. Latson's Printing has been instrumental.
Tremendous.
In helping us. I mean, the Dick Latson's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Great guy.
And we're going to press his company as much as possible. But it'll be set up in the downtown square, and parking will be around that. We're probably going to turn my studio office into the headquarters green room, a la green room.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be a small, confined area with two stages. A bigger stage donated by Bud, and then the other stage is a smaller stage that allows to do the workshops. And everything floats from between the two stages. A band comes on, the workshop stage sets up. When the band's done, the workshop stage happens. We have to quit at 9:00 at night because I want the patrons downtown to benefit from what we're doing. So when we're done, we're sending everyone to the Mule, the Spot, Panda, the Grazing Buffalo, the Rail, and the CCC. We want the downtown to really thrive. And so when I sent that letter out last week to the people downtown that have clubs that stay open later,
mm-hmm.
or restaurants, they were blown away that, wow, you're really going to do something.
Tremendous.
To help us. I go, yeah, we don't want to hurt you. We want to help you.
Right.
Yeah. So they were kind of blown away about that. But we want to finish at 9 on time. My manager, Norm Blanchard, who did TLC production and Crystal Gale, and the list goes on, he's going to come in and help kind of chief engineer that,
mm-hmm.
so that we can stay down to the minute on time. And obviously we got Matt Minky, who's going to come in and be the voice for the day.
That's right. He said he was very excited to be even asked to come and participate, but to get to come and help and participate in that role, that's kind of a big deal for him.
It's going to be great. I just told Matt, I said, the object is to have a whole lot of fun and be on time.
Sure.
You can actually do both.
I want it to be professional.
That's
professional.
Always the goal for the MC, though. That's something you have to keep in the back of your mind whenever you're doing something like that, is making the trains run on time is the key thing.
Yeah.
Being funny, being engaging is secondary to making sure that they take the stage and they go when it's time and drive off when it's time.
And, and the bands only have 30 minutes, and my ideal about that is some of these bands are getting ready to put out their records for the very first time on Airplay Direct. So it's really neat. And so I've had a long time. Actually had a little bit of an orientation to go, you're going to be videotaped. You need to step it up. Are you going to walk out like a star, or are you going to walk out like you're in your backyard, playing for a bunch of folks? You need to really think about this. This is a chance that video may get in the hands of who knows,
and you
may get opportunities.
Right.
So don't take this lightly. This is showtime. Flip the switch, do your job, and have fun, but let's make this a really special event. And so I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be a really, really neat time. And at the very end of the set, we're going to jam on the theme song for the television show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that.
Very neat.
And the dates are?
The dates are April the 28th. That's Saturday, downtown Commerce. And it's going to be from 12 noon to 9 p.m.
Perfect. Advanced ticket sales, or you just show up?
Advanced ticket sales are online at texassongfest.com, and there's no advantage, actually, because we want to keep it five. We're
right.
Trying to keep everything at $5 for this first year, because I know they're going to say, charging, yeah. I'm probably not going to be the most popular guy in town. So, but we're advertising actually outside. We're advertising to 150 miles outside, and that'll start the 1st of April.
Right.
And we're going to do that mainly since we have a limited budget. We'll do that through PLA Media out of Nashville, through the AP wires that are
mm-hmm.
online.
Yes.
And we'll also do it through a big YouTube video campaign, which we're getting ready to start tomorrow filming. So it's going to be a busy week.
Yeah, I bet.
It's going to be a busy week.
Well, this is how great things start, you know. Think South by Southwest probably was at this stage a few years ago.
Well, and Larry Smitty from the CCC is actually helping me with that, and he's a brainchild for South by Southwest.
Right.
He's one of the
right.
first guys that came up with the idea, so we're glad to have him helping pull that together. It's not just me. He's a big part of it.
Team sport.
Yeah.
Right. Well, right. I do appreciate, Brad, you coming in and chatting with us. This is a huge event, and hopefully everybody and their dog will come out and be a part of this thing.
I hope so. Clyde, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was thinking of Randy Wallace and Clyde when I said everyone and their dog. That's
now, is there a special ticket price for dogs?
Yeah. No, there's not. We'll let those guys in free. Oh, another thing, too. If the downtown area, we're letters will go out the 1st of April. I'm going to say this really quickly, that the vendors that are downtown will still be able to get their patrons. We're gonna do the honor system this year and just let them through. If they want to go to Pet Degrees or Divas, or we're going to, you know, okay, fine. You know, we're just going to do the honor system this year and let them and let them go ahead and shop where they need to shop.
Terrific.
So. Right. Do what they were going to do. Sure. Grammy Award-winning songwriter and musician Brad Davis, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I can't thank you enough.
Great to have you on the show, Brad.
Thanks so much.
I'm Jared Knight. Dr. Jones and I will return in a few minutes with the president's perspective, but you need to understand that great public radio like this doesn't just happen. There's a lot of planning and preparation and the tools and personnel required to carry it out would surprise you. One source of worry that we could eliminate, though, is the question of funding. Do we have the financial resource to carry out our mission? Well, with your help, we can. Now is the time to invest in a KETR membership and do what you can to grow KETR's potential. Now is the time to make a financial contribution to help the question of resource, help take it off the table. Now is the time to make public radio in Northeast Texas better for us all. And here's how. Hey, it's Jared Knight, General Manager at KETR. And I tell you what, I'm not just an employee here at KETR. I also listen to it. I learn a lot each and every day from KETR. And I know that I wouldn't know near enough about the world if it weren't for the attention that I pay to Morning Edition and All Things Considered each and every day. If you appreciate those types of programs or any of our local news or weather or sports or music entertainment programming, you should make a gift of support right now at KETR.org/support. And thank you. You're tuned to The President's Perspective, a monthly half-hour chat with the CEO of TAMUC, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm Jared Knight. Dr. Jones, so glad you decided to join us. And two, I appreciate essentially the contribution of the second part of the show today to KETR for an opportunity to make the case for growing the membership
right.
here in Northeast Texas. KETR supporters obviously coming together and supporting the station financially. It's what we need.
Exactly. You know, and it is a pleasure to make the case, and it's an easy case to make, Jared. Of course, you're in the radio business, so you see this up close and personal. But I think for the rest of us who are members and listeners, we have to remind ourselves every day what a tremendous asset we have in this 100,000-watt radio station. The maximum legal limit in terms of broadcast power located right here in Commerce, Texas. And I know I've used this little analogy on previous pledge drives, but I don't know if it grows old, but it never loses its meaning. Think of Commerce, Texas. Think of Northeast Texas without KETR, and how much poorer this region would be. Whether it's news, whether it's entertainment, whether it's weather. You know, we're in the spring weather season now, and we've had a couple of weather events already. And you know, yeah, you can go online or you can listen to one of the Dallas stations, but you don't hear about what's going on in Cooper and Pecan Gap, and you don't hear about, you know, barns being blown over in Honey Grove. I mean, that's the kind of information that is vital and up-to-the-minute fresh right here on KETR. And because we are a public radio station, because we are an NPR affiliate, so much of what we do depends on the support of our listeners.
Right.
And this is the time of year when we remind ourselves of that. We say thank you to all of our great supporters. I know that our listeners, we do have some tremendously loyal and generous supporters here in the community. And we've heard their names on the air this week in recognition. We'll hear more as the week goes on. But they can't be looked to carry the full burden for everyone. The community benefits from having KETR right here in our midst. And now is the time for the community to come together and say how much we care.
Right, and sort of assign a dollar amount to that. That's, you hear folks say that all the time. Well, just imagine what you think it's worth and then do that. If you don't know, we can tell you.
Right.
what it's probably worth.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, everybody's financial situation is different. Their backgrounds are different. The amount to which they listen is different. This is another thing that's a kind of a fun calculation. Very few folks have fun with a calculator. They sit down
no.
and grab a calculator and start
no.
punching it in. But there are some, if you're not being made to do it, it gets increasingly more fun. But if you were to sit down and take, maybe 15 minutes a day, maybe you listen for 15 minutes in the morning, maybe another 15 minutes in the afternoon, most folks with a commute to work, if it's at all, 10 or 15 minutes, it ends up being, thousands of minutes, and you're getting up into the hundreds of hours of programming every year. That's got to be worth something to you. I mean, if you could put a price tag on everything, if you get what I've developed managing the radio station, when I look at a room full of equipment, everything, I see little dollar signs pop
right.
up with
yeah.
the dollar amount that everything costs. If you took a moment to kind of look through that lens and see what things cost, consider the value of having somebody there alongside on the radio when breaking news happens, when you're just trying to catch up with
right.
what's going on in the world. And you mentioned weather. Goodness, what we do is in-depth. It's award-winning now. It was
yes.
it was best. It received the best award from the Texas Associated Press broadcasters for continuing coverage. Get this, not continuing weather coverage. It was continuing news coverage.
Right.
It just happened to be a weather event that we were doing here at KETR that won the best continuing coverage award. And I say that to say, in-depth means something. People say in-depth news, it means something. And in the situation of weather, it's that you have advance warning, that we talk about it while it's happening, and the next day you'll have pictures on the website. You'll have information about what actually happened. This is not just a, hey, here's a look at the radar, now back to your regularly scheduled programming. We're telling you about what's going on. We're giving you back-end information. It's something that goes beyond what you might typically expect in that situation. And all that to say, it has value to more of the listenership here in Northeast Texas than you might think.
Absolutely. And we keep coming back to weather coverage just because weather is such a big part of our lives here.
Certainly right now.
Right now. And I think, and our listeners know this, when severe weather strikes our community and our region, KETR is on the air until the storm has passed. And it doesn't matter if it's the middle of the day or the middle of the night. If you hear lightning and thunder and you're awakened at 3:30 in the morning and, oh my God, is there a tornado headed our way? And the lights go out, as long as you've got a battery-powered radio, you can turn it on and you can get up to the minute, up to the second news. And I know our guys and girls don't go home until it's all passed. I know I was up at the station last Tuesday when that big storm was headed our way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know that you guys are up here tracking the radar, watching the computer monitors, and planning for a long night.
Well, and that was one where we ended up with a little bit of disappointment because we were ready to shift into big storm coverage season.
Yeah.
And the thing just sort of it came apart, and it moved so slowly, and it never really
right.
had the effect that we thought it would. And so all that ended up happening in terms of commitment on the air was midnight to 2 a.m. Matt Minky was on the air with weather coverage
right.
to tell you. But whenever it actually finally turned severe for our region, Matt Minky was on the air from midnight until 2 a.m. because it doesn't matter what the clock says.
Exactly.
It matters what's going on and how it affects our listenership.
Right. Right. And the power goes off, you may not be able to power up your computer.
Right.
But as long as you got a battery in your radio, you can find out what's going on right outside your window any time of the day or night.
It's one of many ways that we carry out our mission here at KETR to serve the public. We have a sort of a three-pronged mission, one of which is to serve the listeners here in Northeast Texas, serve the community of Northeast Texas, and that includes, you know, Paris and Bonham and Commerce and Greenville and Sulphur Springs. We've got a wide footprint, which we're thankful for. I mean, these folks are tuning in, and we had somebody made the point the other day, listenership in Allen and that close to Dallas, who still choose, in spite of 47 stations to choose from in Dallas, still choose to listen to KETR in spite of everything that's available. And that's because of the things that they appreciate about KETR. But we have such a wide footprint, and we always want to say thank you to those folks who have the time to listen. But in this week, the point is to say thank you to those who find the ability to give financially, to make that check out and send it along, or to make that credit card contribution, to make a sustaining credit card contribution, one where you can give monthly for the rest of the year, just take your gift and divide it out. It's you hardly even notice it missing,
right,
from the bank account. I know the $10 a month level, a lot of folks jump on board at that level, and they don't even notice. We've talked to people after a year, and they say, oh, are we still giving? I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we still thank you for it. Don't.
Yeah. Right.
Don't think it's much, but there are a lot of those stories like that. And so we want to encourage you to do the same right now, to pick up the phone and call 800-882-KETR and make that contribution to Great Public Radio.
And, you know, Jared, I'd like to issue a special invitation for our students to become members. We have a special student membership rate. And, you know, I was a student. I was a poor student for a lot of years, and I know how hard it is to find the money. But students can join at about the same cost of 4 iced mocha frappuccinos a year.
Tall, which is
tall.
The smallest one.
The smallest one, right. So if you're living over in Whitley Hall or Pride Rock and think you can give up 4 coffee treats a year, you can be a member.
That's right.
Of KETR, and you can register your support for this station, which is helping enrich your life because of its presence. I'd also like to clear up what may be a misconception. We broadcast from the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce, and the university, you know, pays the light bill and things like that. But this station is an NPR affiliate, a community public radio station, which has to meet certain fundraising goals. So it's important for all of our listeners to understand that. Well, why should I give? It's really a university station. The university is paying the bills. Well, we provide some overhead assistance and that kind of thing, but really the station has to stand on its own 2 feet, and that makes listener support and membership support even more critical.
Don't let another minute go by. Make that contribution right now at 800-882-KETR. It's so great that the question of should you or shouldn't you give to KETR is moot. There's little doubt that your contribution today can have a positive effect on the lives of so many Northeast Texans, not the least of which are the students of our university through the programming that we have in terms of students coming in and learning. We've had an internship program for students who study
broadcasting. We've got the Lions After Dark show, which is the students' show.
Hello. So. By students, for students.
By students and for students.
That's right.
Absolutely.
There's no good reason to wait. Please pick up the phone and call 800-882-KETR. Go to our award-winning website, ketr.org. And click on Support This Station in the upper right-hand corner. There's no time like the present. Dr. Jones, we thank you so much for your time.
You bet, Jared. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Next month, we intend and hope to talk with head football coach Guy Morris on the finer points of off-season preparation. This has been the President's Perspective on your station, 88.9 KETR. Find program audio from this and other locally produced offerings at our website, ketr.org. Our local programming originates from studios on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. I'm Jared Knight. Thanks for listening.